Hey, this is Trish Stratus.
This is the undisputed future of WWE. Seth Rollins.
Hey, this is Kane from WWE.
This is TNA Superstar EC3.
Hey, this is Adam Copeland, a.k.a. the Rated R Superstar.
This is WWE Superstar The Miz.
The greatest man that ever lived. Always liked the good rap. And you're listening to the greatest rap.
Stratisfaction is guaranteed.
It's time to experience the award-winning The Rack.
Did someone not get what they wanted? Oh, that's too bad.
Bada boom! Realest guys in the world. How you doing?
It can be anyone but you, man. Anyone but you. To the rest of the world, say your prayers. Lock your doors. The family has returned. Run.
With your host,
Dear Kitty. Dear Kitty.
Got to say, please.
Lindsay Ward.
Look at me, woman.
Oh my God, it's Taker. Taker, Taker, Taker. Does Taker hate me? Oh my God, it's Taker.
And her producer, Sir Rocket.
Now, I've heard it said a few times by a couple of different people that maybe I have a big ego. As good as I am, I should have the biggest ego on the planet. Hell, after all, I am that damn good.
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
We're here.
So, you think you're untouchable?
Word life. This is basic thugonomics. This is basic thugonomics. Word life. I'm untouchable, but I'm forcing you to feel me. Word life.
And good evening, everyone. Welcome to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com. Brought to you by our friends over at Wrestling Figure Wednesdays. Go to YouTube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. We are coming to you live over the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network and Gerwick.net. Yay. Hello. Hello. I'm your host, Lindsay Ward, and joining me, as always, is my ever-faithful producer slash co-host slash egomaniac, Sir Rockin.
I was waving hi. Did you see me waving hi? I was waving.
I did. I'm very, very happy I'm waving back.
Hi. Hi, everybody.
Hi. We're back.
Have you missed us?
We're live. We're live. Our first live show of 2016. Happy New Year, everybody. In case you didn't listen to Pop Goes the Rack, if you didn't listen to it, why not?
How dare you?
We're insulted. Kidding. Kidding. Totally kidding. We have a lot to get into tonight because, well, stuff happened.
By the way, before we get into what we're talking about tonight, you can follow us on Twitter at Wild Talk Radio, at Rack Radio Show, at Lindsay Ward. I can't use the phrase join the conversation because that apparently was one of the banned words of the year that a college wants you to stop using.
Come chat with us.
Come chat with us on social media. Screw it. Join in on the conversation at Wild Talk Radio, at Rock Radio Show, at Lynn's Word. Come to GirlWork.net. Come to WildTalkRadio.com. Come to RockRadioShow.com and join us in our interactive chat room. We got stuff to talk about here tonight. Basic Thugonomics, yo.
As we are coming into some old school John Cena. Back, you know, before he was good guy John Cena.
Back when he took your water bottle.
Back when he stole my water bottle, that bastard. Yes. And we are going to be talking about Mr. Cena tonight because, well, news broke and I say we get right into it. Brought to you by our friends over at PWMania.com. What do you say?
Yes, and Gerwick.net and the TeenAsylum.net as well. Yeah, let's get into the news and let's kick it off with the biggest story of them all.
That is John Cena, the workhorse of the WWE, is injured. Came out yesterday that he has a torn rotator cuff. He will require surgery and he is expected to miss WrestleMania this year, which is a big blow to WWE because they were relying on him for Mania and he is just another superstar on a very long list of superstars that is not going to be available for WrestleMania due to injury.
Yeah, and we're going to get into, are we doing the list now or are we doing the list on our final segment?
Final segment.
Okay. Later on, we're going to get into the healthy and unhealthy list later in the show during our final segment of the evening. to add a little bit more to the story, is either a torn rotator cuff or a torn labrum. They're not exactly sure until they get in there to figure out exactly what is torn up in the shoulder. That's why he's going broad in general shoulder surgery. I believe he had the surgery today in Birmingham, Alabama, waiting, you know. Was this a successful surgery? It usually is, but nothing has come out so far about it. Yeah, this is a big blow for WWE. When Seth Rollins went down, WWE did not push that panic button because they knew, okay, yes, John Cena is gone, but he will be back. So we can sort of let things go, the flow continue to go, and, you know, we're not going to rush people back. We're not bringing Brock back too early. We're not calling Undertaker back. We're not doing all that, any of that. We're just going to keep going as, you know, status quo. Now with John Cena hurt, it's a different story because now the person they've been waiting for, he's been back 2 weeks, and now he's already out, and this is a major injury. Now, you mentioned he could be out of WrestleMania, right?
Mm-hmm.
This is John Cena, so we cannot confirm that he'll be out of WrestleMania because he has mutant human superpowers to heal himself.
Yeah, but torn rotator cuff surgery, or even any kind of shoulder surgery, it's a minimum of 6 weeks.
6 months. There's 6 months for his major surgery, yeah.
So it's, you know, it's 6 weeks just to recover it. Then you have to rehab it.
Yeah.
And that's where the time is rehabbing it. So, you know, 6 weeks out, maybe it's what, in March this year?
Oh, we should know this. I believe it's the first weekend in April, I think.
So that's pushing it for Mania.
Oh, yes.
I mean, it's pretty much all but confirmed that he will be gone for WrestleMania this year, and now it's leaving WWE to kind of scramble a little bit to rebook Mania, because they did have an endpoint, they had a plan for everything, they were doing long-term booking, they had all the top matches decided, and, well, then John Cena gets hurt, and that sort of screws everything up.
This is not the first time they've had to redo it. They've had the card done twice. Once before Seth Rollins got hurt, then after Seth Rollins got hurt, they had a second card put together as of like 2 weeks ago. They had most of the major players had their matches set for WrestleMania, and now, oh, not so much.
Yeah, now everything's kind of up in the air. It's all in jeopardy in terms of what's happening where, who's getting who. Everything's going to be shifting, but what will prove interesting, and we'll kind of get into this more later in the show as we, you know, we discuss the Royal Rumble Reborn and what's going to happen in that. But I would expect guys like Dean Ambrose, Kevin Owens, the Wyatt family, Bray Wyatt in particular, or any member therein, any number of other guys to receive an unexpected push from this and be brought to the forefront. Because now they are hurting for stars. They're particularly hurting for heels. They need people to kind of step up and take the wheel, as it were. And I think you're going to see people try and do that. I mean, now it's basically, if you don't remember it, it's 2003 all over again, where everybody left or everybody got hurt. They needed to make stars. And that's when guys like Brock Lesnar came into prominence. That's when Edge came into prominence. John Cena. You know, they were looking for those people to step up and take the wheel, and they did. And now we're kind of in that same boat. So it will be very, very, very interesting to see who rises to the top.
Yeah, and we have a long list of people. Again, we'll get into it in a bit later on in the show. It's just sort of like, okay, who's going to take that spot? And you have to step up. And to update, it's April 3rd is WrestleMania.
Yeah, that's pushing it.
That's pushing it. But again, it's John Cena. You can never, don't count him out ever.
I don't count him out ever, but I don't think at this point they're going to try and rush him back, because they've seen what happens when guys and girls push themselves to come back too fast. The prime example of that is The Undertaker. The Undertaker has always tried to push himself to come back faster than really, in some cases, he's been able to. And it's caused more good, or it's caused more harm than it has good.
Oh yeah. Yeah, Taker's missed a lot of time just based on a lot of times he should have said, I'm going to take a step back here and maybe recover.
Yeah, so it's, and Cena kind of has that same mindset. He's very much the same way, so it's, they're probably going to look at Cena and go, no, as much as we need you, you're going to recover. Because, okay, he pushes himself to come back to WrestleMania. What harm is that going to do to him later down the road? It could cause him to be out again for an even longer period of time.
Because if you look at all the injuries he's come back from, when he's always come back early, and you always wonder, is going to catch up to him at some point. Somewhere down the line, all these injuries will catch up to him, because he can only recover so fast and be superhuman for so long. And we've talked about it for months here on this show. Cena's going to get hurt at some point.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do when John Cena gets hurt? Now it's John Cena's hurt. It's time to build to the future, because now John Cena's now... He's reached his peak point. He's on the decline of his career. There's more. Go ahead.
And he's also stepping back.
Oh yeah, he's doing more outside projects now.
He's been the workhorse. He's done everything he wants to do. There's really nothing left for him to do at this point, except put people over. So he's looking to other places to do other things and to expand his career outside of WWE. So when he decides to finally say, "Hey, I'm done," and hang it up, he has alternatives to go on and move on and make, additional money. If he ever leaves WWE, I have a funny feeling he'll be a lifer.
Oh, he'll always be a lifer. He said that on multiple occasions. He'll always be a lifer. Whether it's doing something backstage, down at the Performance Center, John Cena will always be around, because that's who John Cena is. He's Mr. WWE for a reason.
He's Taker.
Yes, he's Taker. Without the bald spot. Well,
without the bald spot far.
You can see where John Cena is going to come in at. You can see.
So I feel so bad. The man's hurt, and we're sitting here talking about his bald spots.
I mean, his hair's coming in thinner and thinner every time it grows back. I'm just pointing this out.
It doesn't get long enough to grow.
I know, that's the point.
It's so short. Maybe that's the point. He doesn't want anybody to know.
That's why he wears the hat.
There you go.
Many colors of hats. But yeah.
Well, to be fair, when you're rubbing up against the mats and everything like that, I'm sure it helps to, attribute to hair loss.
Yeah, you can tell by the guys like Tommy Dreamer and The Undertaker, who have the same bald spot in the same spot, and Bray Wyatt's going to get one, and Luke Harper has the same spot.
Yeah, Luke Harper has it bad.
He has that wrestling mat bald spot right in the back of the head that it can't cover with anything.
That's why a lot of them have... long hair right there. Come over. Because Michaels has it too. Michaels has it so bad.
Yeah, but yeah, he does. He does. That's why he always keeps it tight.
Yeah, keeps it really tight. Doesn't wrestle anymore, so his hair doesn't move.
No, it doesn't. Chatroom goes, I don't
sorry.
Know. Finn Balor, Chase in chatroom goes, Finn Balor should get the call up. Oh, we're going to get into when Finn Balor will get a call up here in our second segment, as we're going to talk all about the big rumor about New Japan and the Bullet Club, and we're going to get all in our second segment full-on discussion about that.
Oh, yes. We're going to be talking about that. But, yes, back to the task at hand, because, segue, tangent, whatever you want to call it. Best of luck to John Cena as he recovers. I hope it's swift, and I hope it's relatively pain-free.
Yeah. So, can we debunk an injury right now?
Sure.
So, it's being reported that Sasha Banks is hurt. Well, if you follow her on social media, aka Tumblr, she goes, "Not these rumors again." So it appears that the rumor of Sasha Banks being injured is incorrect.
Yes. As it often is, everybody just wants Sasha to get hurt for some reason, which is like, why? Why do you want the precious little snowflake to get hurt?
I don't know. Yeah.
It's like, she's amazing. Just stop. Stop with that.
Like, she may be banged up and sore, but she's not injured. Like, there's a difference between hurt and injured. She's not injured. She may be hurt and banged up, and you may take a couple weeks off from the ring, but beyond that, she's fine, and she'll be back at it. And we have her geared up for WrestleMania, so that's where we're hoping she lands.
I'm hoping so, too. But one injury that is not debunkable is, in fact, that Connor of the Ascension is injured.
Yeah, he's injured, and he's been a little bit banged up, and he'll be out a few weeks, appears, so that sucks.
Well, at least it's only a few weeks. That's good.
Yeah, so at least it's not nothing. At least he's not a major injury. In fact, thinking about it, he's okay. I guess he's all right because...
Yeah, he was a spoiler alert NXT tonight.
Yeah, so he might be all right. So maybe that was a bad report as well. So, yeah.
He might be an old report, too.
Might be an old report. Yeah.
Silly news.
But yeah, because it came out yesterday, Connor was injured and he worked the show. So maybe it's an injury. He may be hurt. But it's workable.
Yeah.
Again, difference between hurt and injured. John Cena is injured. Other people may be hurt.
Yeah, fair point. Very fair point. But, and in a surprise, we actually have a lot of TNA news. So I said we transition from WWE to TNA because it's not awkward enough. So we're going to talk a little bit about TNA, brought to you by our friends over at TNAsylum.net, the haven for TNA fans. And we have to kind of talk about the biggest news for TNA, which is, in fact, that last night on the debut episode of Impact, which debuted on Pop.
Tuesday. Not last night. 2 days ago.
Oh, right. It's Thursday.
Right. It's Thursday.
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 Sorry. I know my days. I swear to God, I know my days.
Hey, I'm giving her this pass because we've been recording the show on Wednesdays when they've been pre-recorded, so, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, there we go. We'll blame that. Not the drunken haze that I was in for a month because of the holidays. But yeah, so 2 days ago, TNA made their debut on Pop TV. Yay! And, well, we saw the surprise return, surprise in quotations, of one Cowboy James Storm, who had been haunting the halls of NXT. It had been rumored that Storm hadn't got a deal. He had got a deal. It appears he was offered a deal by WWE. It was a low offer, somewhere around the $100,000 mark with merch rights. And, well, TNA came in and said, hey, we can pay you more than that. They
doubled it, or maybe doubled half of it plus merch. For James Storm.
Yeah, but they got James Storm to come back on board, and it's...
And the surprising move is just a guaranteed contract, too.
Yeah, it's a guarantee. I have a funny feeling that was the only way Storm was going to take it, is if it was guaranteed. Because if they come in and say, oh yeah, we'll pay you $150K if you wrestle, and then he doesn't wrestle,
right.
Well,
then
they don't have to pay him, you know?
Yeah, he's not making any money. Apparently it's a 2-year deal with TNA Wrestling, and he's back, and he's with beer money. I watched the show on Tuesday night. I was giving Lindsay some live commentary as I was watching it. It's like, oh, look, James Storm has beer, conveniently with his logo on it. Amazing. How amazing is that? Yeah, so James Storm is back in TNA Wrestling. Would have been cool to see him. Yeah, would have been cool to see him in NXT and have some sort of singles run. Yeah, but his home is, he's better suited to being in TNA.
We were kind of thinking about it last night, and it's, what could James have done in NXT? And it's, you know, you think about his character. His character really doesn't work well in a PG environment. He's just that brawling, redneck, Tennessee cowboy kind of guy, and that's who he is. And it just, who he is and what WWE is doesn't fit. So I get that. And also, this is not a shot at him. It's more NXT just doesn't need him.
No, they have enough young talent in NXT, and God forbid we bring in some talent to hold the other talent back.
Just wait, we're talking about that next.
I know. This is a teaser, everyone. Teaser.
Teaser.
It's radio professionalism. Teasers in the segment. No, but there was never a name that jumped down and said, hey, I want to see James Storm wrestle him. There was none of that. Especially now, because he's on the back end of his career rather than the peak of his career. I like James Storm. I think he's good. He's a great tag team wrestler. We had this long discussion the other day about how he's always been good in a tag team. He has great chemistry to work off of somebody else. And that's why Beer Money works. And, and that the fact that they're back together, that's pretty cool for TNA, because together, they both give the other the quality the other is missing.
Yeah, Bobby brings the seriously quality to the tag team, while James adds that more fun, crazy, unpredictable, you know, part of Beer Money. And they just make it fun. Like, you know, when they're just having fun with it and they both relax, it's a really, really strong gimmick.
Yeah.
And I applaud TNA for bringing it back. It is one of their more successful things that they've ever done, aside from, like, America's Most Wanted. Which, again, another Storm tag team, you know, Team Canada, several other old school references where they're bringing it back because they understand it's a profitable venture. They understand people want to see it. So I applaud them for it.
Yeah, and you get a lot of mileage out of them. And, you know, the team of Aries and Rude for a while was decent, but it never had the chemistry that Bobby Roode and James Storm had. And together, they just mix well, and it's a good reason for me to keep watching Impact. Seeing James Storm and Bobby Roode together, it's going to keep me watching the show. Will it be on Tuesday nights? Probably not, because, you know, we have a little show called Total Divas. We do a little show called The Rack Extra Total Divas. If you're just new for the first time, we do a show called a podcast, Rack Extra Total Divas, available on rockradioshow.com, girlwick.net, wildtalkradio.com, starting January 20th.
We got renewed!
We've been renewed for a fifth season. Hey, how about that?
Woohoo! But yeah, so Happy James Storm went back. Happy found a place where he's comfortable, where he's going to have fun. He's going to make a little money. Because ultimately, I think that's what he was going after with NXT, was to get that big payday.
Yeah, he wanted to get paid, and he wanted... He mentioned in the promo on Impact where he just wasn't having fun portraying the character he was portraying. So this is why he left TNA Wrestling 6 months ago. All right, can I say... I have to say something really quick. I like how he said he left TNA 5 or 6 months ago, and he was on TNA TV all the way through, like, November. But, just saying, it just shows the inconsistency of the television product. Point being, he wasn't having fun being a poor man's Bray Wyatt.
Basically.
So he's back having fun, and that's what he got re-energized heading to NXT. He probably saw a lot of people who are really into wrestling again, and it sparked the fire in him, and he wanted to stay around there, but when Billy Gunn got fired, there was his ally in the company, and, you know, when you lose an ally, you're probably out the door. So, he never got the contract while he was there, so, happens. So, Storm's back in TNA, and it's a cool thing. It's good. I'm good. I'm glad for Storm. He deserves it.
I agree. You know, I'm happy for him. I'm happy that he, like I said, I'm happy he found a place. Because there was that worry about Storm that it's like, oh crap, where's he gonna go? And when he turned up in NXT, it was really exciting because it's like, hey, alright. He got himself an NXT deal, and it's like, oh crap, no he didn't. Well, alright, let's see if he can get one. And, you know, he got an offer, which is better than nothing. Wasn't a great offer, but it was an offer. And it was, okay, well, we're going to put you down in NXT. We're going to see how you go. And if you make it up to the main roster, you may be able to make more. I don't know if that was ever the intent to take him up to the main roster, but it's like, you know, 100 grand is nothing to shake a stick at.
No, nothing to see that. No, no, it's not.
You know, I would be okay with that. No. But, you know, he obviously has more needs. He has a family. He's trying to support. Bills to pay. He needs to pay him. TNA offered him more money, so he took the bigger money deal. I can't fault him for that, and I'm happy that, like I said, happy he's got a place.
Same here.
And speaking of places and people, well, finding their own place in their own way, Taryn Terrell found the Jesus, found a husband, had a baby, and has left TNA.
Yeah, she put out a YouTube video. She no longer has any social media but a YouTube channel. She put out a video basically talking about how she's... You know, there's a video where she found God and her religion and everything, and now she got married and she has a kid, and it's... TNA's not the place for her anymore. Wrestling is not the place for her. So she's going to do other things. She's going to be a mother and enjoy life and probably do some more acting because she's in the new Will Ferrell movie. She's the one who gets hit in the head, smacked in the head by a basketball or something. I
think. Yeah, she gets smacked in the face with a basketball.
Yeah, so that's Taryn Terrell's probably what she's going to do next. She used to be a stunt woman. She may go back into that because I think she married a stunt man. So, yeah, good for her. She had a run. She had a couple great matches before she got pregnant with Gail Kim a while back, and they were some really good matches. It was like she was on the breakout of her career, then she got knocked up, and, well, she never regained her form. Was she good in the dollhouse? Yeah, she was fine. But you could just tell she was losing the passion for it, and that happens. She's a mother. It happens.
I mean, you don't want to be away from your kids and your family, and it's hard. And you question whether is this for me anymore? Is it worth it? And she asked herself that question several times, probably, and she ultimately made a decision to walk away. And I can't fault her for it. It's, you know, she has to do what's best for her. And obviously, walking away from social media, walking away from fame, walking away from all of it, to be a wife and a mother and to find a different career, hey, go for it.
Yeah.
If it's what makes you happy, no fault here.
No, you can't fault her at all for that. No.
So congratulations to her. I hope, you know, she has all the best of the luck in her future endeavors. Is that how they put it?
That's how you put it, yeah. That's how you put it.
So, and well, as one person goes, one person comes. As we mentioned, TNA did debut last night on Pop TV. And well, we saw the debut of Rock's favorite new character, the Miracle.
The Miracle. Mike Bennett and Maria Kanellis.
I'm gonna let you take this.
Apparently when he came out, he looked like, Armando Estrada. That's who it was. I was like blanking on the name for a second. He looked like Estrada when he first came out. He apparently is the wrestling Jesus, apparently. It's cool. Mike Bennett seems fine. I don't think it's gonna be anything awful. He's a decent wrestler. I've heard great things about him in Ring of Honor. He's been in a tag team for a while. He's learned things from New Japan, wrestling in New Japan. He's decent on the mic. He is Maria Kanellis, and she'll probably show her ass a bunch. It is TNA for a reason. So she'll show her ass, even though her ass was covered to the surprise of Lindsay.
I like Maria, but you know, it's like every picture I see of her in ROH, her ass is hanging out of her shorts. It's like, dude!
Yeah, and he went, I'm here to save TNA. It's like, where's Jericho? Okay. But no, it should be a decent character. He's good on mic. He's decent on mic. He's decent in the ring. We'll see where it goes.
I am curious, though, with Kanellis coming in, what that's going to do for the knockouts division. Because Maria is a very good performer.
But I don't think she's big into, like, she wrestles some, but she's not like a wrestler. She'll take a bump, but she's not going to, I don't think she's going to mix it up with the knockouts.
I hope she does at least once or twice, because I want to see how she's improved since her WWE days. Because she, you know, she goes around saying how she's, you know, she's learned and she's changed and she's gotten so much better and blah, 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 blah. And I want to see how she fares. I really do. I'm curious.
One thing she has improved on is her mic work. It's 100 times better.
She's not doing the ditzy gimmick she was doing.
This is true, but she sounds a lot more confident on the mic when she speaks. So that's a plus.
Yeah, that is a plus.
We should send out a big congratulations to a former guest of this very show, Ethan Carter III. He's the brand new TNA heavyweight champion of the world. He's still unbeaten, undefeated, unsubmitted. Now he's once again the world champion of TNA wrestling. Congrats.
I should point out that when we discussed this with him, we encouraged him and called it.
We did. We were back in the EC3 train, so you're welcome.
You're welcome, dude. I'm happy we could give you that confidence that you needed to go for your title.
I mean, let's think about this, right? In the last year, we talked to Seth Rollins.
We asked him if he was going to cash in at Mania.
And you know, we inspired him to become the WWE World Heavyweight Champion. We talked to Ethan Carter III. A month later, he is once again the TNA World Heavyweight Champion. I mean, just putting it out there.
Champions made here, y'all. Champions made here.
Just pointing this out, and you know.
Oh, God. It goes well with his "I have the biggest ego ever" quote tonight.
Did you like that?
Really? I mean, really with that? I've held this in for like 32 minutes now. Like, really? What was that crap? I mean, come on.
I love the quote. It's awesome.
Oh, God. Can't do anything with you. You are the reason we cannot have nice things.
Oh, I'm the reason. I'm the reason we can't have nice things. Really?
You are totally the reason we can't have nice things.
All right, I'm the reason we can't have nice things, and I can't take you anywhere.
Yes, you can't take me anywhere, especially if I'm drunk.
Anyway. Speaking of nice things, I'm going to transition this for us.
Yes.
Ronda Rousey will be on SNL, and that's a really nice thing.
That's a very nice thing. That's exciting. It's her first, I think, her first public appearance since her loss.
Yeah, her first real major public appearance since her loss. She's done a few interviews, but you know, never really in front of the camera or anything. And it's on January 23rd. She'll be hosting Saturday Night Live. Musically, I guess, I think it's Selena Gomez on that night. So, there you go. Cool. She's got the acting bug, and I'm kind of curious. I may actually DVR the show and watch it.
You know, honestly, at this point in her career, having the acting bug is not a bad thing for her.
No, it's really not.
And if it like, I understand fighting is her passion. Fighting is eventually gonna end, and you know, till she signs that big fat WWE contract.
Yeah.
Nobody's picking up on what I'm saying. So, you know, it might not hurt to do SNL and do movies and do everything else that she's doing. Just might not.
No. It's all good for her. So I'm cool. It's cool to see it. Her branching out again. It's exciting. Different things. And I saw her in Entourage. She was good in Entourage. She was herself, but she was good. I want to see her in different roles to see what kind of range she has. You know what I mean?
Yeah, she kind of gets typecast as the ass-kicker, badass, that type of thing, herself. So.
Well, she is an ass-kicker, badass.
She is, yeah, she is all those things and more, but, again, range.
Kind of curious. She intrigues me, is the best way to put it.
But yeah, so, yay, Ronda Rousey, yay, because that's all I got. But I say we take our first break of the evening. What do you think? Money! So, when we come back, we are talking all about WWE and New Japan, the rumors that are swirling that certain individuals in a certain club might be coming to WWE. So you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com and Gerwick.net, and we will be right back.
He's from the country. He's from the city. You better step aside. You better run and hide when the dirt road and blacktop collide. Watch your money.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show.
As my client Brock Lesnar said, Suplex City, bitch.
From the big returns.
So this is what it feels like to kick off Monday Night Raw.
To the shocking moment.
You will get your rematch. Put that man down. Your actions have consequences. And you know what? You're out of here. You're suspended. You know what? You're suspended indefinitely. Get out of my building now. Now get out.
And the moments that leave you speechless.
Snoop Mania, huh? Snoop Mania? Nah, Snoop Dizzle. It's called Axel Mania. And it's not a West Coast thing. It's not an East Coast thing. It's a worldwide thing. And I'm not gonna sit back and listen to you talk about Snoop Mania when Axel Mania is running wild in Los Angeles! Bow wow wow, yippee-yo, yippee-yay. Axel Mania is here to stay.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Do you feel a little bit empty inside after The Rack goes off the air on Thursday nights? Well, don't fret, because The Rack has a little something extra for you, in the form of The Rack Extra. Join us as we review the weekly happenings with your favorite Total Divas. From start to finish, we give you our reactions to all the relationship drama, the infighting, and all the trips to the plastic surgeon's office. Join us as we get all up in that Kool-Aid of the Total Divas with The Rack Extra. Weekly right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Trust me, it's simply thebomb.com.
The evolution of online sports entertainment begins again on Sunday nights when you step into the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio. Covering all the latest in the WWE, TNA, and the indie scene. Plus, providing you with the most comprehensive coverage of every WWE and TNA pay-per-view. Join Wrestle Talk Radio every Sunday night, live only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Can't catch a WTR program live? Well, we've got three easy ways for you to listen whenever you want. First, listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes and search for Wild Talk Radio Network and subscribe to our feed. Secondly, download the Stitcher Radio app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And finally, just visit the archive section right here at wildtalkradio.com and you can download every single episode of all your favorite programs. Best of all, it's free. Keep up to date and spread the word to your friends on how you can be part of the Wild Talk Radio Network listening experience.
Ladies and gentlemen, EC3.
This is TNA superstar EC3, unbeaten world heavyweight champion, and you are listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
Yeah. And welcome back to The Wrap right here on WildTalkRadio.com and Gerwick.net, brought to you by our friends over at Wrestling Figure Wednesdays. Go to YouTube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. Normally in the show, this is where we would do NXT, but, well, NXT was a best-of show, so no NXT.
Hold on. Here's your NXT report. Lots of matches from the year, an exclusive match from the WrestleMania kickoff special, where they gave out when they were selling the tickets at Dallas Stadium. They had Apollo Crews versus Ty Dillinger on that show. It was a match we've never seen before. They showed a part of it. So there you go. That's your NXT report.
Ding! So there was actually another big news story that we kind of wanted to split out. There's two actually news stories that we wanted to split out on their own. We wanted to kind of break it up for everybody because this really kind of warrants its own discussion and its own time. And we wanted to make sure to dedicate properly time to this. If I say the names wrong, I am so incredibly sorry. Just going to apologize for that up front. But there has been huge rumors circulating for the past week. And the fact that WWE has gone to Japan and they have signed some rather, I guess, prolific talent.
They're in the process of signing. No contracts have been signed.
No contracts have been signed, but it's pretty heavily rumored that AJ Styles, Doc Gallows,
Steve! If you know
Kenny
the,
Omega,
if you,
I believe.
No, not Kenny Omega.
Not Kenny Omega?
No. From back, if you were a longtime fan of the show, you understand the Steve reference.
Yeah, you get the Steve reference.
It's Doc Gallows, Carl Anderson, AJ Styles, and Shinsuke Nakamura.
Thank you. That's the one I was terrified of.
Yeah. And yeah. Me, Mr. English, right? I could say the name Shinsuke Nakamura.
But yeah, so, and this has created quite a stir in the wrestling community. There's some people who are super excited for it. There are some people who are incredibly pissed off about it. I've seen, and pretty much everything in between regarding these signings.
I've seen a lot of people who are very excited, and we'll get to the outlying fans who are not happy about it here in a bit. I want to talk about the positive of the story. This is awesome. You're bringing in one of the best talents in the world in AJ Styles, who for years everyone's been wanting to see in WWE, and now he's on his way to WWE in probably a better position than he probably would have ever been put into coming from TNA. If he jumped from TNA, he probably would never be in this position he's about to be put in. Coming from New Japan, that holds high regard to them in WWE. You bring in Nakamura, who apparently is one of the best talents over there. He's had a great career over there. I've seen some of his matches, not a lot, so I'm not too familiar with all his work, but he's been around a long time. From what I've seen, really good.
He seems very, from what I've seen of him, which again, I have not seen a lot of him, very flamboyant, very big personality. I hope he brings the cape and the crown.
So you have that, and you have Doc Gallows and Carl Anderson, a great tag team that's been working over there, and they've been an established group, and they're going to head over here to the United States and sort of maybe fall in line with a certain demon, not Kane, not that demon.
The other demon. The demon of NXT, yeah. It's been rumored that they're going to reform the Bullet Club under the Balor Club and potentially have them all come up together. It should be noted that the incoming signees are not going to NXT. It's heavily rumored they are going directly to the main roster.
Because especially AJ Styles and Nakamura, they are being paid pretty nice chunk of change to come back from Japan and stop their independent dates for AJ Styles' case to get them over here into the United States, and they're not paying them high six figures to go down in NXT. That does not happen. They do not pay a talent to go down there. If you think what Finn Balor's getting paid is a lot of money, these guys are getting paid a little bit more than what Finn Balor got to come over. So that's why Finn Balor was able to go to NXT, because contract-wise, it made sense, and he needed to adjust. Could I see them going to NXT? Maybe Nakamura for a little bit? Probably. AJ Styles? Not a chance. There's no need. There's no need to put AJ in NXT. There's no need to put Nakamura in NXT or any of the other two guys. It just doesn't make financial sense to do it, because they have a hot commodity coming over. You have the internet abuzz about this whole story. I mean, so much so that WWE.com had to put out a story talking about the rumor. You know, WWE doesn't acknowledge rumors. They acknowledge this one.
Yeah, they did heavily acknowledge this rumor, which is kind of awesome. I love how they're sort of like teasing everybody and it's like, is it going to happen? Is it not going to happen? Nobody really knows. But yeah, I mean, as you said, AJ Styles does not need to go to NXT. He worked for TNA for years. He understands how to wrestle for television. He's adjusted his style to the point that it works for TV. They're not going to have that problem with him. Doc Gallows was with them before. Does not need to really do much with them in terms of going to NXT. The only way I could see them going to NXT is they set something up with Balor and they do something with Balor to sort of tease what's coming on the main roster, but that's really not needed. You have them all come in.
I got an idea. It just popped in my head.
Okay.
You can have them show up in NXT, right?
Right.
Just one night in NXT. Do it on Friday night, April 1st. at the live NXT TakeOver show. That's April 1st, right? That's if I did my math right. Yeah, it's April 1st. It's a little April Fool's joke. But no, you have them show up in NXT TakeOver Dallas, and you have them send the message for WrestleMania, and then you can tease that they're coming to WrestleMania. So not only are you getting a huge story for the TakeOver show, you're now generating even more buzz for WrestleMania.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're not all coming over together. Nakamura has to drop his title with New Japan. I think AJ wrapped up his dates with New Japan, and he is on the way over. I believe Gallows and Anderson did as well. The only holdout is Nakamura because he is a champion.
Gallows and Anderson, I think, have a few more indie dates that have to be to wrap up here in early February. I think they have a couple of Ring of Honor dates left on their contract to get away with, but I think their commitment to New Japan, I believe, is over, unless they have a couple more dates. I'm not 100% sure on that one. Nakamura is about to drop the Intercontinental Championship over there here in the next few weeks. So that's going to happen. But he did a story with Tokyo Sports, basically come out and said, yeah, I'm headed to WWE. So it's pretty much clear he's on his way. It's just a matter of time and when. And I'm just throwing this out there. I have no sources on this. No one's told me anything. It's just a hunch. I think the Rumble's going to be phenomenal.
Yeah. With the lack of star power, which we will talk about here after our next break, for the Rumble, I would not be the least bit surprised if Styles does not show up in the Rumble. Because I know for sure Styles' dates are done.
Styles is 100% free of dates. It's just now coming back over from Japan, and I think he just got back from because they taped TV on Monday. And he'll be back and probably has to fly up to Stanford and put his ink to paper, and he'll be officially a WWE superstar here in the next few weeks. Which is kind of it's weird. Like, Dixie Carter did an interview saying how WWE's rating their talent. I laughed at that one. Because, Bubba Wright, Bully Wright was a WWE guy before, and Sting was WCW. The only guy who really left was Samoa Joe, and you kind of let him go. So they really didn't raid your talent. And James Storm tried to get in the door. But that's beside the point. I just find it cool. Chase and Trevor says he wants Festus to come back. Why? Why do you want Festus to come back?
No, not Festus.
No, that just, no.
I'd be okay with Jesse, because Jesse was cute, but not Festus.
Not Festus? No, let him become the person he's become. Let him try to, play the role he's good at. And, that's being a part of a tag team that's not, goes crazy when the bell rings. I mean, that's just, I'm just saying on that one. But, yeah, I'm excited for this. I'm excited to see this because it's something new and you're building factions. WWE is building factions. You got the Wyatt family. You got hashtag social outcast. You got the League of Nations. You got the New Day. You got a lot of different groups sort of forming, and it's like you have Roman Reigns and his family. And you could do so many different things with all these factions building up where it's like, oh, we can do this. We can have fun with these guys. Oh, okay. And one of the matches, and we're going to talk more about it later. I'm throwing it out there now. The thought of Dean Ambrose versus AJ Styles is pretty damn cool. Kevin Owens versus AJ Styles, that's another one that sounds pretty damn cool on the papers. So it's like, I see some potential there, and we're going to get into it a little bit more here in a bit. There's been a lot of positive reaction to this story, and then there was this one little negative comment that sort of tweaked our interest, perked our interest. I don't know the best way to put it.
Basically, we wanted to comment on it without commenting on the actual post because it was on Tumblr, and it's like, you know, I can probably articulate this a lot better on the air than I can typing it. And the comment was basically the effect of, you know, people are upset, which they have every right to be upset about this, that WWE is raiding the indies again and they're locking talent up so that way nobody can use them. So, you know, companies like New Japan and TNA can't, and ROH can't use them. And looking at this, looking at the past, yes, WWE has done that in the past. They have signed hot talent and put them under contract and put them down in developmental and kept them there to rot until they have no more value, and then they let them go. And they do that as a competitive measure. So they do have a history of doing that. That's not the case here. If the rumors are true, and I understand it is all rumor, if the rumors are true and the Bullet Club is slated to go directly to the main roster, do not pass go, do not collect $200, that's not them raiding the indies to hold on to talent. That's them raiding the indies to get talent. I mean, there is some benefit in the homegrown system of NXT, but it takes 2 to 3 years to groom a superstar from start to finish, whereas you can also go out and go to companies like New Japan and get fantastic wrestlers like Nakamura and AJ Styles and Doc Gallows and Anderson and Sami, you know, and go to other companies like ROH and get Kevin Owens, get Sami Zayn, get all these guys who spent years on the indies, years perfecting their craft, bring them in and have them ready to go. You know, for guys, you know, for some guys like Finn Balor, they had to, basically he had to learn how to wrestle for TV.
He had to learn how to wrestle for TV, and guess what? He had to learn the American culture. That's the big thing with Finn Balor. He had to learn this culture.
Yeah. You know, it's same goes for Sami Zayn. Sami Zayn, they just basically had to get him ready to wrestle for TV and also get a character that worked for him because he could not really need.
Yeah, he was working under a mask for a long, long time. So it's sort of like he had to sort of figure himself out. He had to become a guy who sort of learned how to wrestle without the mask. And you know, he spent two years down in NXT, and you know what? He's helped build what NXT has become. So it's like, all these people, they're rating their talent. WWE can sign all the talent they want, but the talent has to want to come. It's like, just because WWE offers you a contract doesn't mean you have to go, see ya, bye, I'm joining them. Because you can tell the WWE no. People have in the past, and people will continue to tell them no. But it's sort of like, you know, they're not rating the talent. And I like how it's like, they should just stay on the indies. AJ Styles should never go to WWE. The man wants to provide for his family.
The dude has 3 or 4 kids at this point. I don't know how many he's up to with his wife.
I think it's three.
Did they stop at 3?
For the moment.
At last check, it was 3.
We'll have to check his tattoos on his chest.
Yeah, we'll have to check the tattoos on the ribs to make sure. But yeah. Styles has a family. He has to provide for his family. And after he left TNA, he made good money on the American indies, but ultimately he did what a lot of guys do, and he went to Japan, where he made really good money in Japan. The problem is, it's Japan. He's halfway across the world away from his wife and his kids. And when he comes back, he's dead tired for a few days, which that's more time lost.
Right, and now he'll be back in the same general, you know, time zones as his family.
And nobody knows the specifics of the deal. It could be he may not be doing house shows. We don't know. But it puts him back in the United States. It gives him at least time with his family where he's not traveling overseas. He's not spending weeks, months at a time overseas.
Yeah.
Away from his family.
Yeah. And you know what? Now the thing is, he can bring his family on the road with him now.
Yep.
It's like, he can be with his family, he can watch his kids grow up, and he can be a part of the... I mean, he's doesn't do a lot of dates, but he does enough where it's like he's taking time away from his family. And now he's back on U.S. soil, which is beneficial for him and his family. And it's something where it's like, this is something new for AJ Styles. This is something good for AJ Styles' career.
And also, Styles is 38 years old. He's now coming on the downward side of his career, where he probably has, depending on what kind of physical shape he's in, maybe 5 years, give or take.
Five peak years left, probably.
Five peak years left before injuries and everything else kind of start to bother him. So it's, why shouldn't he, if he gets the opportunity, go to WWE to make six figures, high six figures, why wouldn't he take that?
You'd be stupid not to take that. And, you know, that's what he's doing, and it's great for him, and it's going to be a cool experience. It's going to take a little bit of time to get him acclimated to the WWE universe, but I have a feeling if they tell the story right, you'll know who AJ Styles is. The general audience will know who AJ Styles is. They connect with AJ Styles. And they'll connect with Nakamura and Anderson and Gallows. And if Anderson and Gallows are just players, you know, guys to feed other people, if they stay with the Bullet Club and do that whole thing, and they're the guys who, you know, do the grunt work and have the matches and lose, and they're the ones who get fed to other people, that's fine. Because guess what? It makes the group stronger. And if you add Finn Balor to this group, which they probably will.
Yeah, they're basically setting up a network for Balor for when he comes up. That will be there for him, and they can establish that gimmick for him and bring him in that way. They won't bring Balor up right away, but probably after WrestleMania, they will do something with Balor and the Bullet Club, and they will establish probably the Balor Club, because I don't think they bought the rights to Bullet Club.
No, they're not, because they're still continuing it on with the other members left in New Japan.
So it's going to be the Balor Club, but they're going to do the same type of gimmick. They're going to tell the same type of stories with it, which should be, you know, it's that wonderful new and fresh thing that we all ask for in WWE. I understand there's a lot of concern they're going to screw it up, but let's just have a little faith. But yeah, I mean, back to the previous point, this is a business. These guys are in this business ultimately to make money. I get some of them do it because they can, but they're also doing it to make money, because otherwise they'd be working for free. So for them to come in to get this kind of money, it's good money. I'm not saying they weren't making this in New Japan, but it's equally as good money.
Better
money for really less work, if you think about it.
Somewhat.
I guess less work's the wrong term. Not hard. Not as more. I don't even know how to phrase it.
Less
difficult. They don't have to put on as complicated a match.
Less strenuous type of matches. They're going to be able to have the type of matches they want, and it's going to be better for them, is the best way to put it. I can't find
physically,
a phrase.
It's going to be less physically demanding.
There you go.
That's what I meant to say, is it will be less physically demanding on them, which is better for them.
Yeah, and they're going to now for a guy like Nakamura, he gets to showcase his craft elsewhere.
Oh, yeah.
To someone, to a new audience. Hello to a random user in the chat room who just signed in. Hello.
Hi.
If you're just tuning in, this is The Rack Live right here on Wild Talk Radio Network, at Rack Radio Show, at Wild Talk Radio, at Lynn's Ward on the Twitter. We are here discussing the Bullet Club possibly coming to WWE if the rumors are indeed true.
They all
seem to be, but you never know until, you know, ink dries on contracts. It's going to be cool, and we talked about in the first segment about John Cena and what you have to do. One of the ways to do it is you tell a new story and you use a new faction to tell the story. You have the Bullet Club come in and tell the new story.
Hey, it's basically they're going after Hunter's idea for WWE is to go out there and find the very best talent he can in the world. Not just in the United States, but in the world. Bring them to WWE, to bring them to NXT, and grow the brand with that talent and use that talent the way that they should be used, which I applaud. You know, they understand the benefit of growing their own stars, but they also understand the benefit of going out and getting these guys from the indies and bringing them in and using their names and using what they've done on the indies as a way to help boost their own product. Indeed. And it's a win-win for everybody in terms of WWE and the wrestler, because the wrestler continues to grow in prominence and WWE can bring attention to their product with said wrestler.
And as we mentioned on Pop Goes the Rack, they're debuting in Japan. So, you know, with the network. So, you know, kind of helps.
Because, I mean, as we've seen with Asuka and Hideo Itami, they're being treated correctly in NXT. Now, when they get to the main roster, that's a different story. But I have a feeling Hunter's going to try and protect this, because I would almost guarantee you Hunter's the one that brokered this deal.
This is Hunter's deal. So it's gonna be cool to see. I can't wait.
Yeah, super excited. But I say we take our second and final break of the evening. And when we come back, we are going to be talking about the change to the Royal Rumble and the fact that we're not going to have a number one contender. No, we may have a new champion. Can Roman Reigns survive? We'll let you know what we think when we come back. So you're listening to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com and Gerwick.net, and we'll be right back.
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
Are you serious? That's the number two.
That's currently number seven. It was number two at one point.
Apparently it's big or something, but I don't know what the fuck it is. It sounds like a gangbang or something.
That's no gangbang. Maybe the world needs to end. End of the world Gangnam style.
Weird shit becomes popular. Like, I swear I've heard all about this stuff, but I don't... I was like, what is this, like a... fucking martial art or this type of food or something? I don't know what the hell it is. Is it sexual position? I play my, you know, work schedule and whatnot. But,
watch the video.
Okay, let me get the video then.
What the fuck?
Oh, I thought the people are going to be showing at the party. Where are you going to battle over here?
I told you, not the pelvic thrust. What, Mr. Sumi in the sky? Oh, they're riding that pony.
Yeah, I know what it is.
That 800 million? Oh, I'm scared for the future.
Yeah.
This is why I don't go to clubs and dance, because I can't do this shit. Hey, I make sure the club's staying still. I'd lean on that wall. I make sure I got drinks in my hand, and I make sure that club's staying still.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be dreaming about him.
Oh, man, damn it. Now I got to... You gotta play something else, Rock. I'm having to wake up and start riding the damn donkey. I hate that song, Rock. I think you just replaced the song in my head with the worst song. Now I'm watching some Hispanic dude do it in my head. Oh, now it's being cross-referenced with the Asian dude. Oh, they're having a mess. Macarena.
Macarena style.
Tune in to CB Radio Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
God bless, I was made in America.
Out and about when your favorite WTR program is on the air. Don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR, wherever you are.
There is only one place to go for all the latest wrestling action figure reviews, and that's Wrestling Figure Wednesday, with new episodes every Wednesday and Friday. Wrestling Figure Wednesday provides you with some of the most intricate reviews of the latest wrestling action figures from both WWE and TNA. And if that's not enough, look out for some exclusive wrestling action figure reviews that you won't see anywhere else. The only place to find these wrestling action figure reviews is at youtube.com/MBG1211.
Hey gang, this is Tara, formerly known as Victoria from WWE, and I just want to say Matt Goldberg is a genius.
Make sure you check out Wrestling Figure Wednesdays today.
This is Kane from WWE, and you're listening to The Rack on Wild Talk Radio.
Sean Khalid from Mam. Toe Chain.
Money's the motivation, money's the conversation. You on vacation, we getting paid, so we on vacation. I did it for the fam. It's whatever we had to do, it's just who I am. Yeah, it's the life I chose. Gunshots in the dark, one eye closed. And we got it cooking like a one-eye stove. You can kiss me kissing my girl with both.
And welcome back to The Rack right here on WildTalkRadio.com and Gerwick.net. We are back. We are brought to you by PWMania.com, TNAsylum.net, and Wrestling Figure Wednesdays, YouTube.com/MBG1211. If you'd like to join the conversation, head over to WildTalkRadio.com, jump in our chat. We're chatting with people. We'll give you a shout out. It's all good. But now we're going to do one of our favorite segments, which is Tweet of the Week.
To be the kind of person spending time on MySpace until the spammers ended up taking over my place, and I was so bitter until I found Twitter. Ooh, a place where you can go ahead and write what you're feeling. 140 characters or less is what you're giving. My addiction starts to climb. I go to refresh my timeline, 'cause I won't stop tweeting. No more, no more. It cannot wait, I'm sure.
I actually have no tweets because I forgot to grab some, so proceed.
Well, as I do this, you go find some tweets.
Okay, fair enough.
Fair enough. All right. Let's scroll down on the thing. Big E, my only goal for 2016 is to drastically increase the number of little kids who get kicked out of class for shaking their pelvises like me. Tommy Dreamer, I worked 152 wrestling shows in 2015. At Robbie Impact, no-showed 87 and trolled my Twitter feed for work. Keep up the horrible work in 2016. Oh, Tommy. Andrew Goldstein, hey yo, Chip Kelly, did you notice the Marco Murray TD run came off a handoff from under center? That happened. He only rushed for like 14 more yards, but he ran for 54 at one point. That was cool. Dargun. So 3 years in a row, Rex Ryan keeps the Jets out of the playoffs. LOL. Ouch. True. This time his team actually won a game. The fake ESPN, according to report, Johnny Manziel wants to be a Cowboy. You need to get arrested before we'll sign you, responded Jerry Jones. And by all accounts, he could be the next backup quarter for your Dallas Cowboys. Aren't you excited, Kane Kittens? Aren't you excited? You get Johnny Football and Tony Romo. Get Tim Tebow and you got a trifecta. Just saying. Keep it 5-star. I imagine the Japanese fans look at the Briscoes and think, that's what most of America looks like. They're not wrong. Hashtag Wrestle Kingdom. Drew Galloway, new network, first show, live, fired up roster and staff. Need another reason? New intro. MVP replied, yeah. He goes, how about a sweet after party? And I think that perked up MVP at that point. Continuing on, tweet of the week. Three-man booth, Neville versus Owens 2? Yes. Becky versus Charlotte 2? Yes. The Ryback versus The Big Show 2? Damn it.
Thank you, Bray Wyatt.
Thank you, Bray Wyatt, for destroying Ryback and Big Show. Which is very funny. Kyle Lewis then tweeted, only thing I saw from Raw was the Wyatt family taking out Big Show and Ryback, a.k.a. becoming my new favorite wrestlers.
Once again, thank you, Bray Wyatt.
Thank you, Bray Wyatt. Three-man booth, the Dudley Boys and New Spike Dudley versus the New Day. It's true. Someone tweets, Chris Jericho, how many returns I am Jericho is going to make? Hashtag Raw. Jericho replied, as many as I want. keep it 5-star. Two of the beautiful people are moms now. ... I'm getting old. # impact on pop. That is kind of crazy that Angelina Love and Madison Rain are both parents.
Mm-hmm.
Soon there'll be a little bully running around and Velvet will join the fun.
Oh, God.
Brie Van Booth. Save wrestling? Jericho's on this show too? # impact on pop. Keep it 5-star. If anyone knows miracles, it's Mike Bennett. Somehow he got Maria Kanellis as a wife after sliding into her DMs. # impact on pop. Three-man booth, the final one. Performance Center roll call. Matt Bloom. Storm? James Storm? Chad Gable. He went out to get a carton of milk. Tweet of the week. What do you got?
Hold on. Let me get there, because, you know, my Twitter sucks. And it's slow, so we're just, you know, going to stall while it loads.
While you do that, you can always interact with us live at Rock Radio Show, at Wild Talk Radio, and at Lynn's Ward, LINSWARD. And remember, we are now on SoundCloud. You can search out Rock Radio Show. We'll be putting segments of the show on there, maybe some past interviews and such. Subscribe there. You can go to youtube.com/Rock Radio Show. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. And if you would be so kind, subscribe to us on iTunes. Leave a comment, a positive one. Rate it 5-star, because, you know, we're awesome like that. Just helps help a brother out. Help a sister out. You know, that's the deal. Get us, Rock Radio Show on iTunes. Simple, easy, to the point. Got it? Cool.
What the hell is this impression tracker thing?
I don't know.
Why does my Twitter have an impression? Why am I tracking this crap?
Because you gotta see how popular you are.
I don't care how popular I am. I've never been popular in my life, and I never will be.
Except on this show. Have you got your tweets yet?
Yes, I have my tweets. I'm still baffled by the... Okay.
Yeah, I know. Anyway. Tweets.
Xavier Woods. Somebody named Aaron tweeted him, "My boyfriend hates New Day. What do I do to change his mind?" He replies, "You get a new boyfriend."
Hold on. It's new boyfriend. New boyfriend.
Boyfriend. New boyfriend. Yes.
I just had to. Anyway, continue.
Someone named Luke said, "What if New Day's headbands are actually unicorn lightsabers and they are secretly the Sith of WWE? Xavier Woods replies, "Shh, devil face." Chris Coleman tweeted, "I have a place where Xavier Woods can shove that trombone," to which Xavier Woods replied, "You have my case? I've been looking everywhere for it. Thanks, man. You're a real stand-up dude." Then Big E got in on it and said, "I thought he was just inferring that he was into butt play. We don't offer that service. Yet."
Yeah, I'm just going to check my border now.
Big E. "You never know when you'll be hit with a paternity suit. Support me and my impending family. Shop WWE.com. Kevin Owens. 2 nights, 2 hotels, and both times they put me in room 316. Besides the broken glass everywhere, no complaints." Nice, Kevin. You tried to do a thing there. You've been hanging out with Becky. And finally, Xavier Woods. "Yo, Annie Annies, you need to quit messing around and start making perfume. Girls that smell like pretzel bites, yup."
Okay. That's okay.
They're good pretzels.
I understand that, you know, just saying. I don't know if you need a perfume like that, I'm just saying.
Just saying.
So is that Tweet of the Week?
That's Tweet of the Week. So now we're going to talk a little bit about the Royal Rumble. We're not going to get too much into it because the details are still somewhat unknown. We're still waiting for everybody to get added. And while the Rumble is in a few weeks, we'll break it down for you when we do our Royal Rumble preview on this show. But we have to discuss this because there's been a lot of mixed reactions concerning what happened Monday night on Raw, which was that WWE announced that the Royal Rumble will not be for the number one contendership. It will actually be for the WWE title. Roman Reigns will be in the Royal Rumble defending his title. A lot of people got upset by this, which I respect. I'm kind of excited for it.
So, going in, I thought the Rumble was going to be exciting because you didn't know who was going to win. You add the WWE Championship and you go, I still don't know who's going to win because there's a lot of possibilities that they could go with. Is the easy way to go with Roman Reigns as the WWE Champion? Yeah, but do you really think Roman Reigns is going to win this match? Do you really think they're setting him up to conquer it all at the Royal Rumble? Because if he conquers it all at the Royal Rumble, what's left to conquer at WrestleMania? I'm just saying.
Well, there's a beast incarnate coming at WrestleMania that needs to be conquered.
Yeah, but he could conquer him in the Rumble. So, you know. But you get my point. If he beats the roster at the Rumble, what's the intrigue in that? What's the intrigue at WrestleMania? There's a lot of possibilities because you never know who could walk out with this belt because, you know, Brock could win it. Jericho could win it. Bray Wyatt could win it. Kevin Owens, Dean Ambrose. Imagine Dean and Roman fighting for the title when Dean eliminate, you know, it's every man for himself. What if Dean Ambrose eliminated Roman Reigns and cost Roman Reigns the title? That's his boy. It could happen. You never know. It gives so many possibilities, like endless possibilities for something interesting could happen out of it.
To me, and this is wrestling blasphemy, I understand what I'm about to say. I love the Rumble. I love the concept of the Rumble. I don't necessarily like how they handle the end of it, where, you know, especially the last couple of years, everybody has been really upset over who has won the Royal Rumble. You know, it's whether it's Roman Reigns, John Cena,
Batista,
etc. People have not been happy with how they've selected the Rumble winner. And then they've had that person obviously go on to Mania for the title. There has not been a lot of interest in the title match. This is interesting that they might be, you know, they're potentially not wavering on their faith in Roman Reigns as champion. They clearly do not have faith in Sheamus as champion to challenge for the title again. So it's, let's mix it up. Let's make the Rumble for the championship because it creates an interesting scenario for Roman. He now has to fight off 30 men.
29. Because he can't fight off himself.
Yes, he can, but that's not PG.
It's not PG. God damn it. I went there too in my head. That's the moment I said it. God damn it.
He'll do that later in the night.
Hey, continue.
So he has to fight off 29 other men to keep his title. Mm-hmm. That's either, so if he succeeds in doing that, that puts him at the top of the company where he cannot be touched. Where it's, okay, you fought off 29 other men, you're the top dog.
What's next? What's
next? Yeah, where do you go with it? The flip side to that is, like you said, Dean Ambrose could eliminate Roman Reigns. He could win the WWE Championship. Bray Wyatt could do it. Luke Harper. Heath Slater. I like the concept that anybody could be in line for the title.
Because anytime Roman Reigns is hanging on the ropes, you're just a half a second away from a new WWE champion.
Yeah, because if Roman gets eliminated, that's it. He won't. He'll make it to the very end. And just for the drama, it's, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if it doesn't come down to something like him and Dean, where it's that friendship gets tested. Okay, how far does this go? How far does this brotherhood go before it's every man for himself and Roman does what he has to keep his title and Dean does what he has to get Roman's title? Because Dean's quest is to get gold. He has the IC title. It's a great title to have. It's not the championship, the main championship, though. You know, same thing goes for Kevin Owens. Kevin Owens is not complete without a title. Kevin Owens will do whatever he has to get a title. That means he has to go through 29 other men to get it. He's cool with that. He'll do it.
He will. He'll do it. He'll go through it. Anyone. You can have Sheamus win the belt back. You can have Rusev win the belt. There are different scenarios for different people in this match. It's like, I'm okay with someone else winning. Lindsay's not the biggest fan of this one, but I just like snarking the internet with it. Hashtag Triple H movement coming back 2016. Hunter for champ. Bam! Hashtag it.
It's not that I'm not a fan of it.
There's other possibilities they can go with before they go with that one.
There's other possibilities they can go with. It's just, you talk about this a lot with guys like Hunter and Taker. Those guys, they're really at this point above a championship. It's nice to give it to them. They look good with it. They can carry it well. They don't have a problem with it, but they're kind of above needing it. I'd rather see the championship stay on that level where the guys that need it, get it. Now, if you have to elevate your title, then you give it to a guy like Hunter. Because, again, he will bring that elevation to the title that you need to make it prestigious, to make it important. That's why they put it on The Rock when they first changed the title over, was to put that prominence back on the title of, this is important. And you had John Cena and The Rock and CM Punk all fighting for that title, which made it important again. Because it's the main belt. It should be important.
Right, and that's why they gave it to Brock, and you had multiple people coming after Brock for that championship.
So it's, I'm not opposed to Hunter. I just feel there are other scenarios that are better than Hunter. And honestly, if I'm going to see Roman and Hunter, I would prefer that the title's not involved.
Right, and this sort of transitions a little bit into the other part of the discussion is, we have a healthy and unhealthy list, and Lindsay's going to pull up her healthy list here in a second, as I'm going to just tell her to do it, and we're going to talk about it. There are many scenarios that, you know, people are wondering, what's going to happen to WrestleMania? You have talent. That's the one thing with this WrestleMania. There's bodies available. Are they the best bodies to have available? Not always, but there's bodies available for things. You know The Rock's going to do something. You know Brock's going to have a match. And there's endless possibilities. You could do Brock and Rusev, Brock and Sheamus. One we kind of like is Brock and Kevin Owens. That's very intriguing to me.
That would be fun. That would be a fun little match. It would be a brutal match, but it would be fun.
Another interesting possibility is for The Undertaker. You could do Undertaker and Sheamus. Undertaker and Dean Ambrose.
I actually would like to see Taker and Dean. Just because if Dean has to work a feud by himself, he could. But given the lack of talent, I would not be surprised if Taker does not have a heavy presence this year. Simply because they need that name value. And he's healthy enough that he can show up. But it's like, I would personally like to see Dean versus Taker. I think that would be a really fascinating mixture.
Same with Kevin Owens versus The Undertaker.
Kevin Owens versus Taker is another really interesting mixture.
Another good idea is Jericho versus Dean Ambrose. That's something they could do at WrestleMania.
They have to do that right. I actually would want that to be a longer feud. I'd like to see that extend to the summer if possible. But yeah, I mean, that could be a fun little match between Dean and Jericho.
So for people wondering, it's like Austin will do something, Bray Wyatt will do something, the Wyatt family could fight the New Day, that's always something. You have the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal that will take up time. The Rock, you know, there's talent. And there's a healthy list. So do you have that available?
I do.
Okay. Tell the people who on the roster is healthy.
So right now, we have the healthy Adam Rose, Alex Riley, Alberto Del Rio, who's your U.S. champion, Big E, one of your tag team champions, Big Show, Bo Dallas, Braun Strowman, Bray Wyatt, Brock Lesnar, who's, you know, part-time, Bubba Ray, Jericho, Curtis Axel, Devon Dudley, one that everybody wants to see come back to TV, Damian Sandow, David Otunga, who is technically on the Raw pre-show, but he's still listed as wrestling talent. I don't know why he still has a job, but okay. Dean Ambrose, Diego, Dolph Ziggler, The Rock, Eric Rowan, Fandango, Fernando, Goldust, Heath Slater, Jack Swagger, The Usos, Kalisto, Kane, Kevin Owens, Kofi Kingston, who is another tag team champion, Luke Harper, Mark Henry, The Miz, Neville, R-Truth, Roman Reigns, who is your WWE heavyweight champion, I need to scroll, Rusev, Ryback, Sheamus, Stardust, Titus O'Neil, The Undertaker, Triple H, Tyler Breeze, Victor, Xavier Woods, third tag team champion, and Zack Ryder.
Woo, 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 you know it. So you listen, you listen to all this talent, and it's like, there's talent there. Not all talent's getting pushes at the moment, and, you know, there's enough quality talent on the healthy roster to do stuff with.
You know, another thing that we didn't think of is with the rumors of the Bullet Club showing up, you could have AJ Styles show up in the Rumble and take the title off of Roman his first night.
That would be shocking.
That'd be different.
It would be completely different, completely shocking. It would shake up the world because you can have Hunter have brought in the Bullet Club to get rid of the title off of Roman Reigns. That means you could do Roman and Hunter, and then you set AJ Styles off with the Bullet Club as the champion, and you go on and find a contender for him. You could do Dean and AJ, or AJ and Jericho. You could do a variety of different things.
You could have Balor come up and on his first night win the title.
You could.
I mean, there are more possibilities in this of random people showing up and taking that title off of Roman than, you know, it's like, yeah, you know, the random people still show up in the Rumble. They could still have the chance of winning. But they're looking to shake things up. They're looking to do something different. They need to garner ratings. Because now they're going into WrestleMania season, and if they continue to have low ratings, that speaks to a lack of interest in the product, which is what they don't want.
Correct.
They need to sell the product. They need to sell those network subscriptions. They need to retain those customers. So they're looking for ways to shake it up. They're looking for ways to make it different. One of those ways is to bring in the Bullet Club, to bring in guys like Finn Balor and Sami Zayn and garner people's attention, and Kevin Owens, and make them exciting and make the product exciting. I wouldn't be the least bit surprised if they do something like that, where they have Finn Balor or AJ Styles show up in the Rumble, maybe both, and one of them takes the title off Roman. That would be really interesting to have Balor kind of pull a page with the men's title and hold both the WWE Championship and the NXT title at the same time.
It would be something different.
It would be something different. And then you can take the title off of Balor in NXT, and you could potentially do Balor versus Roman, either at Fastlane or at WrestleMania. Up to you how you want to do it.
There's endless possibilities. The title to be on the line just adds so much intrigue, because, like, going in, it's like, I want everyone to be really serious on this one. 3 weeks ago, who do you think was the WrestleMania main event? Roman Reigns versus who? Sheamus? And it's sort of like, oh, okay, but there weren't many possibilities. Like, now you don't know who the champion is going to be. Will it be Roman Reigns? Will it be someone different? It just adds that extra little element. Rumble is one of my favorite events of the year because it's fun and exciting. It's just a lot of fun. And this, to me, it adds so much more to it. It adds intrigue. Like, go back to 99 and Austin and, you know, Vince McMahon screwing Austin in the Rumble. They can go back to that. Hell, Vince McMahon could be number 30, show up and toss Roman Reigns out. Imagine that. Imagine the outrage. Roman Reigns gets eliminated by Vince McMahon.
Oh my god, that'd be amazing. The internet would implode.
I don't know if it would be them imploding one way or the other, but here's the thing. You will get a satisfying ending to this Royal Rumble. WWE's been unhappy with the fan reaction the last couple of years because the fans didn't like it. Are you going to, like, now the title's on the line. This is going to be your champion going in. So you can boo Roman Reigns all you want, or you can support him. Better support him, because he's going to need your support. I'm just saying, there's a lot more possibilities now than there were. It's not predictable. It's not. It's really not. Open your minds a little bit and just expand upon it. You know?
Yeah, I mean, they're looking to do something different, like I said. Give it a chance. I think that's our biggest, like, not to segue off, but to segue off rant, is that, you know, everybody wants all this change. Everybody demands all this change. They get the change. And they're so close-minded about it, they don't want to give it a chance. Just give it a chance. See what they're going to do. See what they're going to try. You know, everybody wants them to do something different. Now they're doing something different. They're moving in that general path. Because we're starting to see the change in the roster, where the old guard is going away. The NXT people are coming up and they're taking over. We're seeing the refresh in the roster. We're seeing Hunter getting more and more influence, not only in who's getting signed, but who's getting pushed. And they're always going to have those old fallbacks there because they need those old fallbacks. But eventually it's going to be where the guys that rise to the top, they will be the ones, obviously, that get pushed. They will be the ones that carry the company. And they are looking for that person to carry the company. And right now they think it's Roman Reigns. Very well could be Roman Reigns, but it may not be.
It may not be. Acer in our chat room goes, let's hope WWE really shocks the WWE universe and really go to a whole new direction if they're up for the challenges. I think they are. I really think they are. I really think they're going to try something new. They're going to give us some really interesting stuff on the horizon. It just, call it the wrestling fan in me, the optimistic fan in me, the open-minded wrestling fan in me who wants to see different things and hopes they will deliver. I just get the feeling they are. And the Rumble's going to be the start of something really cool. People weren't all thrilled with the WrestleMania build-up last year, but WrestleMania turned out really, really well last year.
Yeah, it did.
I have a few. They got some ideas they want to do this year, and it's going to be a better road to WrestleMania this coming WrestleMania season. I'm looking forward to it. Others may not be, because you read all the internet on the Twitters, on the Tumblrs, on the Facebooks. People have different opinions. I like to be open-minded about things. I want to see them do things. Do I have to like it all? No. They don't want me to like it all. But I will find something I like and latch onto it in this WrestleMania season. So
Same.
I'd rather look for the positive than just go, this is this, and this is that. Oh my God, I don't like this, I don't like that. There's stuff I don't like, guess what? I don't talk about it. I go with the things I like. And it makes me enjoy wrestling. I don't try to get down on the wrestling product. I like going, hey, this is cool.
This is good, yeah. And as I said before, it's times like these when all your top talent is out and they have to make new talent, they're forced to do it, that some of the coolest things you'll see happens.
What guy will have the ruthless aggression?
Ruthless aggression. You know, who's going to be the ultimate opportunist? All these different catchphrases. But, again, guys like Edge, guys like Brock.
John Cena, Randy Orton. In 2002, 2003 was their breakout time when they came in. They were the new guys on the block. They were the new stars when everybody left and everybody got hurt. And it's like, you did the brand extension, so you had all this open talent. It's like, you had to make new stars.
And you had your old guard. You know, Taker was still active, Kane was still there, and they held it down, but that's when those guys became big. That's when those guys grew into the stars that we see now. And we're in that same kind of perfect storm again, where the glass ceiling of Randy Orton and John Cena have been removed.
They're gone.
They're gone. They're out of play at this point. They're not coming back for any foreseeable time. So now it's, okay, well, the glass ceiling is gone. We have to make somebody. They're trying to make Roman Reigns. It's slowly succeeding. Thank goodness. Very happy that it is for him. Now that Roman Reigns is being accepted by the fans, now we'll see them shift their focus to somebody new. Because as I said a couple weeks ago, nobody's getting made until Roman Reigns gets over. That is their end goal, is to get Roman Reigns over. Now that Roman Reigns is over, I would expect that they start looking at guys like Dean Ambrose, they look at guys like Bray Wyatt, they go, okay, we need heels. We need more, you know, we need, for Bray Wyatt, we need more heels. You have a heel faction in the Wyatt family that you could build into something very, very, very strong and very terrifying if you wanted to do it. You know, you could build that secondary babyface in Dean Ambrose, or if you wanted to, you could make Dean Ambrose into your top heel. Dean Ambrose turns on Roman Reigns in the Rumble.
Possibilities are endless.
The possibilities are really endless. It's, again, it's when you have the most freedom that the coolest things happen. And they're at this point looking to generate ratings, they're looking to generate buzz, interest, whatever. So I would not be surprised if they pull out all the stops this year at the Rumble to try and garner attention.
Oh, they're gonna pull out the stops. This is gonna be a cool season. They got nothing to lose now. They gotta make some people. So it's like, let's take some risks. Break the, like she mentioned, the glass ceiling is gone. John Cena, Randy Orton, they won't be back until the end of the SummerSlam. So start making some people. And when you give some creative freedoms to some people, and you have to make these guys. We got John Cena, Randy Orton, Edge, and Brock Lesnar. Batista. That was a pretty cool crowd, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't mind Roman Reigns, Seth Rollins, Dean Ambrose, Bray Wyatt, and a few others sort of break out and become the new nucleus of the WWE, and that's sort of where we're at now.
Yep. But we will get more into the Rumble as time progresses, because we're going to be talking all about it in the next few weeks, because, you know, it is in the next few weeks. It's actually in 2 weeks, I think.
January 24th, so 2 weeks from Sunday.
2 weeks from Sunday, so we'll be previewing it the week before. You don't want to miss that, but otherwise, I think we're done.
We've been back live. Hope you all enjoyed it. Around the world on girlwork.net, wildtalkradio.com, recradioshow.com. You can follow this show on Twitter, @RackRadioShow, Facebook.com/RackRadioShow. As mentioned, we're on SoundCloud, Rack Radio Show, YouTube.com/RackRadioShow. Get us on iTunes, search Rack Radio Show. Saturday night, midnight-ish, is CB Radio, the weird, the wacky, the unusual. Use the hashtag Blame Rob when a celebrity dies. At CB Radio Live on Facebook and Twitter and .com. Go back and listen to last week's episode where the Doctor of Death, Rob Parks, predicts what wrestler's going to pass away in 2016. You may not like it. We'll talk about what the people think this Saturday night. People's choice. I guess. I don't know. Figure it out. See right out.
Rob, we need to have a talk about your pick. No. If you're going to take someone that will actually benefit wrestling kind. Just saying. You could take a total sleazeball. We'd be okay with that.
This is true. He's at CB Radio GOE if you want to send him hate tweets. Sunday night is Wrestle Talk Radio with Tim Stein, Mace, and Megan. They'll have their own opinions on the New Japan story and the Rumble story and so much more. At WTR Sunday Night on Facebook and Twitter, WrestleTalkRadio.com to keep up with the all-time greatest WrestleMania moment conversation. Monday night, Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern, recapping everything that goes down on Monday Night Raw with the return of the Beast Incarnate, Brock Lesnar. We'll break it all down, 11:10 p.m. Eastern, right here on GoWork.net and the Wild Talk Radio Network. We'll be back next Thursday night for another edition of Rack, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, 10 p.m. Eastern. You can follow me on Twitter, at Wild Talk Radio, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Join the Facebook group, Facebook.com/group/Wild Talk Radio Network.
You can follow me on Twitter at Lynn's Horde, LANSWRD. You can go to my website, psychwardesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/Lynn's Horde, same as the Twitters. And don't forget to check out our very fine sponsors, pwmania.com, tnasylum.net, Wrestling Figure Wednesdays, youtube.com/mbg1211, and the very, very fine folks over at Gerwick.net. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay. You've been listening to The Rack, the first Rack of 2016, and we will be back live next week. Same bat time, same bat channel. Don't want to miss it. So till then, bye.